This is Yolanda Harrell, and we're doing tape three with Mr. and Mrs. Mickler in Seneca on February 21st, 1990. Ms. Mickler, on the last tape, you were just getting ready to tell me some thoughts. You said they were your thoughts about your mother and how she was raising you four children. Would you please expand on that?
Yes. Well, I say this. The reason why so many children back then didn't have education. Our foreparents didn't have education.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They didn't have it, so
that told us to be hard to get it. You know what I'm talking about?
It's harder for you to get it.
That's right.
As well. Okay. So you didn't have newspapers or magazines?
No,
either.
Ma'am. No,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. In your day, did either of your teachers ever, any of your teachers ever talk about Black history or famous Black men and women, or did they read to the class the works of Black authors? Mr. Mickler is shaking his head. No, right? What about you, Ms. Mickler? You don't remember here?
No,
I never heard of it until the later years.
Right, after you were really grown.
That's right, that's right.
In fact, probably more recently.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, this is a question I'm sure you both can expound on. I'll start with Mr. Mickler. Were white schools different from the Black schools back then?
Yes, ma'am.
No, because
yes, ma'am.
Mr. Mickler,
sure was.
You think they were very different?
I know it was.
Uh-huh. How, tell me some ways they were different.
Well, different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the white school children, they had some of them had a good chance of going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Doreen, they had a good chance of going to school. See, them children, they didn't have to work like we did.
Right.
Well, they could go to school. Of course, now I know several white that didn't have no education much, couldn't even write their own name. Well, now that wasn't because they didn't have school to go to school to go to school to get education.
We have to stop right there.
They just wouldn't go.
Somebody's. Were there some other ways that the schools were different, other than the fact that you all couldn't go as long? Did they have bigger buildings and more teachers and things like that?
Well, sometimes the buildings, yes ma'am, the buildings would be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
They would.
And possibly their teachers would be better educated, maybe.
I know they would.
Mm-hmm. And Ms. Mickler, you were saying no. Now, why did you say no? You don't think the schools were different, or you think they were?
I think
you misunderstood my question.
Yes, they were.
The schools were different.
Oh, yes, they were different. And then at that time, the colored and black ones supposed to go to school together.
Right, they were segregated back then.
Yeah.
Right. So you all had your schools, and they
and
had
they
their schools.
School.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. Do either of you remember any educational groups or organizations in the community? Any groups that your father or mothers belonged to that had to do with education?
Mm-mm.
Doesn't sound like you do. Okay. Now, what about other kinds of organizations? Did your older relatives when you were little belong to any fraternal or burial societies or sewing clubs or anything like that? Or Masons.
And your Eastern Stars.
Now, did someone in your family belong to the Masons? Or who belonged to the Masons in your family?
I had a first cousin, Lois Davis.
Uh-huh. And did your mother belong to the Eastern Star or anything like that? Okay. Did you know of any of the leaders of any of these organizations? No, okay. Do either of you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century? Did any of them talk about voting, or do you remember any? For instance, Mr. Mickler, do you remember the first member of your family to vote? Do you have any idea who that was?
To vote.
Do you remember who the first member of your family was to vote? Or did you know of anybody in your family who voted? When did they start voting?
It ain't been too long, too many years since they started to vote.
Would it have been after the First World War? Before the Second World War?
Well, it was after.
After the First World War. Was it after the Second World War, too? Oh, so no one in your family voted until after the Second World War. How about your family, Ms. Mickler? Did anybody vote early?
Nobody but me. I was the first one out of my family to vote.
You were the first one in your family to vote. And when was that? Do you have any idea? Was it after the Second World War?
Yeah.
It was when you were really grown and after the Second World War, since you were born in 1907, right? Okay. So you would have been in your 30s. Okay, and you were the very first one. Did other members of your family start voting after that?
Yeah, I had a sister that voted after that.
Okay. Do either of you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War?
No.
Yeah, so you never heard whether that was expressed or not. Okay. And to your knowledge, do you know if there was any difference between black people who had been slaves or free persons of color before the war? Did you ever hear anything about that, Mr. Mickler?
I don't know of anyone.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Mickler, did your older relatives ever tell you anything about the way white people treated blacks, or did they ever warn you about white people?
Well, yes. They told how to treat them. Some of them treated them pretty rough.
Mm. Did they ever tell you to be careful around white people? Do you ever remember hearing about any lynchings when you were growing up? Or?
Yes, ma'am. I heard about it, but I never did see none of it. I heard about it.
Did you feel that when your parents were young, do you have any idea that they were treated any, or when you were young too, that the black people were treated any different by the law?
Well, yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. In what ways? Can you remember?
Nah. They never would allow a black person. He wasn't treated no way like a white.
Mm-hmm.
Cause if there was anything mean about it, well, the black one got it.
Right. How about you, Ms. Mickler? Do you remember any of your relatives talking about the white?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Did they ever tell you to be careful around white people?
Oh,
or
yes.
Did you ever hear of any lynchings or anything?
Yes.
Do you know about any lynchings that you can tell me about?
Alan Green at Walnut Hall.
Uh-huh. What can you tell me about that?
All I know, I just heard the noises and the rackets and things that night. I didn't see it, but I heard it the next morning.
Yes, ma'am. You were little then when this happened, right? Did you hear the circumstances or why they lynched him or what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about it?
They said it was about a white woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a pretty famous one. How about your own family? How did the married couples in your family treat each other? Mr. Mickler, in your family, was one person the boss? Was your mother and father equal, or one of them was
well,
the boss?
Well, sometimes one of them would be the boss.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, a man and wife, now, this like you and your husband.
Uh-huh.
Now, sometimes you feel like you should be the boss.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, and then again, he feels like he should be the boss.
So it sounds as if it was a pretty good partnership even back then with your parents. What about your family? Now, your circumstances were a little different because your father left when you were little.
As I was going on to say, I never did hear anything about who would be the boss, and they didn't try to boss each other.
Right. So you think that maybe they shared a little bit better back then, or,
well,
or about the way we do now?
Look like something now these younger ones do better than the older ones done then.
Mm-hmm. You think we talk more about things?
Well, they have more of a privilege.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever hear about your older relatives ever talking about black women who had relationships with white men or anything like that?
Yeah.
Not too much of that then. Now, they didn't too much of that go on back then.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever talk about what kinds of relationships, or did you hear about how they felt about this? Was it looked down upon, or were they upset about it, or anything?
Yes, I heard them say many a time, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You must not do that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But yet and still, some of it was going on.
Mm-hmm. Also, when you were growing up, did black people treat mulattoes any differently from other blacks that you know of?
Sometimes they did.
Uh-huh. Were they treated better or worse?
Sometimes they treated them worse, mm-hmm. and sometimes it was better.
Mm-hmm. What about people who passed for white? Did you ever know of anybody who did that?
Oh, there was a lot of them passed for white.
Mm-hmm. What about Indians? Were any people of Indian blood around, and were they treated any differently?
Yes, ma'am. You took an Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mm-hmm. he was treated pretty rough at times.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I used to work around Maxton, North Carolina. That looked like it was an Indian place. There was mm-hmm. plenty of them there. I mean, plenty of them.
Were they treated more harshly or anything, do you think?
The white folk treated them Indians just like they'd have been stepchildren, some of them.
Mm.
Now they did. But now, the Indians, you know, there was a lot of whites said the Indians wasn't white people.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
They call them a name of Croatan.
Oh, the Croatan Indians. I see.
That's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, some of them were associated with the Indian pretty good, but now, they didn't take up too much time with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never have took up too much time with the Indian, no.
What about black people and the colored people? Did you all take much time with them?
Colored people took up a right small time with them. Mm-hmm. Well, the Indians took up a right small time with them.
Mm-hmm. When you were young, Mr. Mickler, how often would you go to a place like Greenville or Anderson?
Well, now, when I was young,
uh-huh.
I didn't go to them places too much.
I see.
Because when you was back when I growed up,
uh-huh.
why, oh, your parents didn't like, they didn't let you go. You could, now you took children now.
Uh-huh.
Or now, you took a 12 or 14-year-old child now, he's been mostly everywhere around here in different places. But back when I come up, you didn't do that.
Right. And what about your parents, though? Did they ever go to Greenville or Anderson?
Well, some of them did.
Why would they go there? Would it be for shopping or what?
I don't know about my father and mother going to Greenville until they got, you know, old.
Uh-huh. What about Anderson?
They wouldn't go to these places unless they had to go.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they went. But I've been to Anderson and Greenville more times than I guess I went more times than my father or mother ever had time to go.
Since you've been grown.
Since I've been grown.
Right. What about you, Ms. Mickler? Did your family ever go to Greenville and Anderson for anything?
No.
You pretty much did everything right here in Seneca then.
Yeah.
And it sounds as if you all did too, that you didn't really need to go that far. Back then.
In the country, people didn't go, they didn't come to town too much.
I see.
They didn't come, like Seneca, you know, you lived in the country, you didn't come to Seneca too much.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had country stores. Well, now these country stores, they kept pretty well everything that you needed.
So you really didn't have to go very far to these other communities or anything?
No, ma'am, not these country stores. They was around pretty close in the community. Well, you didn't. Now, I know my father never would. He hardly would come to town
uh-huh.
unless he was coming to the cotton gin to have cotton gin or something uh-huh. like that, or coming up here for something like fertilizer or something.
So they would be the times that he would come into town.
That's right.
What about celebrations that were held when you were little? Were they, did you have any parades or important holidays? When would you all celebrate something or have a good time?
Well, sometimes they'd celebrate, now, a little a kid, you know, they used to, long about the 4th of July, they'd have something like picnics. Things like that, where the kids, they'd go to a place, something like that.
Did you all celebrate the 4th of July?
Sometime we would, sometime we'd wake that day.
Uh-huh. How about Christmas? Did you celebrate Christmas?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you celebrate that?
Well, the older people, the mother and the father, they cook food.
Mm-hmm.
They'd come, they'd buy Christmas for the children.
Mm-hmm. What kind of presents did they give back then? What did Santa Claus bring?
Santa Claus would bring you sometime, he'd bring you a shoe, different things like that. Mostly it'd be food. People didn't buy like they do like they do now. You take children now, they get dolls and everything mm-hmm. most of they want.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, they didn't do that.
Did you all celebrate birthdays or anniversaries at home?
Sometime.
Uh-huh. What would you do for a birthday?
Well, they'd cook, have, eat, things like that. It wasn't like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a birthday now. People give you get presents and mm-hmm. things.
So you didn't really give each other gifts back then? Okay. Just might have something nice to eat. How about you, Ms. Mickler? Your life was a little different. Did you all have any parades or 4th of July or something like that?
Well, they had parades, what you call May Day.
Oh, you had a May Day celebration?
Yeah, we had a May Day celebration.
What did you do for May Day?
Well, they had children catching a greasy pig or climbing a pole or something other like that at school and things like that, you know. I remember that. And then my mother would bake a birthday cake and she would invite other people's children. We didn't get any presents now. Anything, if it was anything, it was a doll. A kind of doll that I like, a little long-legged doll with black hair and had a white face, had white hands, and black and white feet. And we get a doll on birthday. And that's the way we celebrated ours.
What about your Christmas? How did y'all celebrate your Christmas?
Well, my mother, she tried to get us whatever she could. She'd get us, you know, socks, stocking cap, on fruit, fried crackers, and that was all it was to.
But it sounds nice, and some sweet things. Did you ever give gifts to each other, family members?
Yes,
you did. Christmas time.
Yeah.
The gifts that what kind of gifts would they be?
We give handkerchiefs, you know, things mm-hmm. like that. Little small pocketbooks.
Mm-hmm.
Our family did things yeah. along like that.
Mr. Mickler, did you all ever have any hot suppers that you can recall?
Well, they used to have them at these schools. They'd have what you call, they'd call them box suppers.
Uh-huh. And what would you do at the box suppers?
Well, now, it's like you had a friend. Well, they'd bring boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, they'd bid these boxes off.
Uh-huh.
And the one that went the highest bid in this box would be the one that get the box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. I've heard of those. That's when you auction off the box.
Yes,
right.
That sounds like fun.
That's about all.
How about you? Did you hear of box suppers or ever go to box suppers? No, I don't mean box. Well, hot suppers or box suppers, either one. Which one did you go to?
Well, I went to them too.
Uh-huh.
I'd fix a nice box of cake, bananas, grapes, and fried pies and things in there. And the highest bidder got it.
You make me hungry. It sounds good.
Yeah, we had a good time at that time, and they had a purpose for the money that they raised.
This was usually to raise money, mm-hmm. probably. Was it a church
yeah.
Organized thing?
Yeah.
Sounds like
and
it, yeah.
And so what? We'd turn the pan and we'd exchange chairs. That was a, you know, play things like that, you know.
You play games and
yeah,
things.
We'd
oh,
play
that
games.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. But I always did like that game about, you know, exchange seats.
Oh, musical chairs.
Yeah.
You played musical chairs
yeah.
then?
Yeah, we played.
Someone would play the piano? And
then somebody just sit up and said, And they had a question that they said when you exchanged chairs. Uh-huh. And of course, always somebody was out of a seat.
Oh, yours is a little different from mine. You did more with questions than, and Alan's would be with music, but yours wasn't with music.
No,
it was a different one. Oh, well, describe yours, huh?
Yeah, well,
what happened?
I couldn't, I can't think of what the words are saying. They say exchange seats, and everybody would get up to change, and of course somebody would be left, that'd leave seat for somebody over there, be out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Did either of you ever go in any cakewalks? Do you know of cakewalks?
Yes, but I never did go on.
Uh-huh. You just heard of them.
I just heard of
them. How about you, Mr. Mickler? Did you ever go to a cakewalk?
No, ma'am.
How about auctions? Did either of you attend auctions?
No, I never changed no auctions.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject kind of drastically here because I want to talk about Bruce Hill, the origin of this neighborhood right mm-hmm. here. First of all, who was Bruce Hill? Do you either one know who Bruce Hill was? Why is it named Bruce Hill?
Miss Fanny Bruce. Named it Bruce Hill.
Well, Mr. Bud Bruce,
uh-huh.
that was Miss Fanny Bruce's husband.
Uh-huh.
He owned, well, up yonder, where them two houses live on top of the hill.
Uh-huh.
He used to live up there.
Oh, and this is Bird Bruce?
Well, back out this way, uh-huh. on this side of this hillside over here, he had a big orchard out there. Well, he owned this pretty well all this land.
Was he a white man?
Yes, ma'am.
What did he do? What kind of business?
Well, he was a farmer.
Uh-huh. And he owned all this property here?
He owned it. Well, they come and settled it up for lots.
Uh-huh.
For lots to build houses.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Rabbit Abbott. He is a barber here in the sun.
Say his name again.
Rabbit Abbott.
Oh, okay, Rabbit Abbott.
Well, he was a barber, he uh-huh. and his son. Well, uh-huh. he come and selling it up, and he got into it. Well, he come and selling it up. Well, he come and building houses.
Do you remember when that was about? When they started developing it? And they,
yes, ma'am.
When was it?
My nephew and there, they bought put a trailer down there.
Uh-huh.
Well, then they come and build in houses. Well, would they decided they'd have a house built down there. Well, they just come and put another house, you know. This person, that person.
Was this before the First World War? I'm not first. Was this before the Second World War or after?
After.
Oh, this was
this,
after.
All this developed after this the after. Second World War. Okay, so.
And they just built this place up. Mm-hmm. And they named it after Mr. Bruce, Bert Bruce.
Bert Bruce. Is
that's reading his name, Bruce Hill.
And what's his first name again? Bert?
Bert Bruce.
Bert Bruce.
And they didn't have, you know, but there were several houses over here. Well, mm-hmm. they didn't have no electro lights in there. They didn't have no lights at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a man lived down here in a house back down here. He went to Mr. Bruce. Well, some of them said, oh, he ain't gonna let you put no lights over there. He ain't mm-hmm. gonna let you put no lights over there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was no water here, but mm-hmm. the well water. Well, he went to Mr. Bruce and he talked to him.
Hmm.
Mr. Bruce told me, he said, you know what? I said, what's that? He said, that fella Charlie Higgins, said, do you know him? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, he come to me, he's the oldest man. He come to me and talked to me about when he wanted lights and water over there on Bruce Hill. And said, the way the man talked to me, I couldn't help but let him have lights to come over there.
Hmm. Do you know who the first person lived in Bruce Hill, the first house? Do you have any idea who lived in the very first house?
Well now, let me see. There were some houses right up here. There was three houses on this road where you come in.
Bruce Hill Road, right?
There was three houses uh-huh. set up there. Well, there was Uncle Milo Scott's house,
uh-huh.
Aunt Vina Connors' house, and Uncle Jim Sangerland's house. Them were the three houses to go with.
Okay.
And Mr. Bruce, he had a house up down here where there was another house back out here.
Uh-huh.
There wasn't no housing much on it here. And the people, first one person and another bought and built.
How many houses are here now, do you know? A lot, though, right?
Many.
Uh-huh. Is everyone that lives in Bruce Hill, are y'all black, or are there some white people that live in Bruce Hill?
Well, there's some white people live here.
Uh-huh.
There's some white people live here.
Uh-huh.
The white man lives out in a house, and mm-hmm. the two white women live down here.
Uh-huh. And how long have you two lived in this house?
Well, we've been here a pretty good while.
Uh-huh. Which of you has lived in, you've lived in the area the longest, because you lived in Seneca the longest, even as a child, than Mr. Mickler has, right?
Well, we've been here at least 30 years.
Okay, when were you married? This is a second marriage for both of you. What year were you married?
Well, I can't tell you unless I get them lies.
That's okay. Was it after the Second World War?
Yeah.
Okay. And how long do you you've lived in this house over 30 years,
mm-hmm.
you think? Okay, so you mean in the 50s sometimes, probably. Okay, or 60s. You mentioned your son, Mr. Mickler, and you told me he was 10 years old when you came back home and your wife died. And then I heard you say that your son is dead, that he when did he die? Has it been a long time ago?
It's been about a long while now. I'm in 40, 50.
I see. Did he have a family before he died?
Yes, ma'am. He got a family in Greenville. Let me see, how many kids he got?
Four.
So you have four grandchildren?
Yeah.
And they live in Greenville? Okay, good. I just wanted to catch up on some of this background. Is there anything else about Bruce Hill? Can you add anything or anything that you want to tell me about?
No, he would be the one.
Yeah, he just told me.
He'd be the one head to Bruce Hill, because... Yeah. I come over here after I married him.
Oh, I see. Mr. Mickler, you were here already in Bruce Hill, and then you joined him?
Yes.
My mother and my father used to live right out there.
I see.
They were renting. They were renting from Mr. Bruce and them.
They ran a house from Mr. Bruce?
That's right.
Before the, when
before
it was first
they started
getting...
the building in
I
there.
See.
And finally, they moved that house from out there. They
uh-huh.
moved it back down here, and they've come and put these houses in here.
Uh-huh. And you think it was sometime after the Second World War then?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I have some more questions I want to ask you. I'll have to ask you these one at a time, too. And we'll start with you, Mr. Mickler. To your knowledge, you may not remember this, but do you have any idea what your mother's most prized possession was? How about your father? Do you have any idea what either one of them prized highly? Something that they owned or thought of? Or it could be a person, I guess.
No.
Not that you can remember. How about you, Ms. Mooker? Is there something that your mother especially prized that you
nothing
remember?
Nothing but her four children.
She prized her family, right. Well, that's
mm-hmm.
that sounds about right. And your father, you didn't know that much. You
mm-hmm.
you don't know what he prized, right? Ms. Mickler, which adult did you admire most when you were a child?
My mother.
Do you remember why? I mean, I'm sure you have lots of reasons why, but just tell me some of them. Why did you admire your mother so much?
Well, she humored me, and she petted me, and she took time out with us, and she sat down and talked to us, and she taught us a lot of things.
She took time with you
yes,
then.
Yes,
it was time. And it sounds
yes,
like love, too.
Yeah.
Lots of caring.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she was a busy woman with four children, right?
Yeah, but she hovered us every chance she got.
That's wonderful. I have felt that when we have had the interview and
mm-hmm.
when you brought up about your mother, how much you cared about her. So what about you, Mr. Mickler? Is there an adult that you admired the most?
My mother.
Your mother, too?
Well, my father, he was good, too. But you know, my mother looked like she'd take up more time with
uh-huh.
when he would. Of course,
right.
She might have had more time.
No, I don't know. I don't think I do as a mother.
But she'd take up more time with her than he would.
Uh-huh. Well, I should amend that. In the home, women do a little more if fathers have to be out. Now, would you answer this differently, Ms. Mickler? Is there someone you like the most? Would you say someone else? Is there someone, it could be your mother again, but I asked you who you admired, and you said very much your mother, and you gave good reasons. Now, was there someone you especially liked, too? Would it also be your mother, or would it be someone else that you remember when you were a child that you really liked?
My grandmother.
You really cared for her, too. And what was there about your grandmother that you liked a lot?
Well, she took care of me. I sat on her lap a lot, and she'd be piecing quilts, and I'd be sitting up here. And she'd let me fumble with her thread and needles and things like that and all and everything. And everywhere she went in the house, I was with her. And I loved her very much, too.
And sitting up here, you indicated with your hands, which the tape doesn't see, that you meant her lap, right?
Yeah.
tape recorders don't see.
Yeah.
So that's lovely. It sounded like you really cared a lot about her, too. Mr. Mickler, who did you like the most as a child? Can you remember some special person in your life?
Mother.
Mother again. You liked and admired your mother the best. That's not unusual. We usually get that. We sometimes people will name a teacher, too. What about childhood moments, Ms. Mickler? Did you have a very happy childhood moment that you can remember?